5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Guess what, who was?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Guess what, who was?
Is that what he just said?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Now, I like this show, and I'll tell you why I like it. Stars everywhere.
Yes.
Zach Merritt's a star.
He is.
Plays for the Bombers, of course. They got the massive Anzac Day clash coming up on Sunday. Adam Tomlinson is a star, formerly of the GWS Giants, now playing magnificent football in the back half of Melbourne. They're playing in the other massive game of the weekend, Fat Saturday Huge. Night against the Tigers.
Huge.
And in the middle, a local footy report.
Oh.
And I'm interested in what happens here.
Well, Nabby's not a star.
Because you've gone to a place where you're the number one ticket holder. This is meant to be local footy all around Melbourne.
Well, it is.
Yeah, it looks like it. Anyway, hello to you, Fat.
Sup, Jim.
What is wrong with him? What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Reps.
Oh, actually drove straight from Amy Park last night to Port Ferry. I've got a mate who lives here, and I'm going down the local Aussie Reels today to watch the Port Ferry Seagulls taking on Portland. So go the Gulls.
That is astounding. That's a member of the Melbourne Storm, yeah?
It's Christian Welsh.
Oh, good player, Welsh.
I'll tell you what it is. Beautiful place, Port Ferry. I've been to watch the Gulls a couple of times.
Any good, the Gulls?
They got belted both times I went there, so I think I'm a bad omen.
Mm. Oh, and heads are
that's
the same.
Well, Knuckle Cull used to coach, captain coach, I think, Port Ferry back in the day.
Hey? Do you put some money in?
Skinny, hey?
Hey?
Rocky? Hey. Wait till I see him, hey? Hey, Bill, hey?
We might have a chat to them on the local footy report.
Down there. Yeah. Oh, no, Bill, it is a magnificent place, Port Ferry. Mm. And as I said, the great Bradley Scholl used to be the captain coach.
You used to have a house there.
And, well, actually, now do. And then didn't, and then did again.
Just lost half.
That's it. Fair bit of it went.
Shouldn't ask. I shouldn't laugh, Jim.
No, you shouldn't. No. You especially shouldn't.
Hey, Jim, what about Carlton added ex-Essendon coach John Worsfold to the coaching panel in a mentoring role? Oh. Now, mentoring roles have worked this year a bit. Well, when you look at Sydney, John Longmire and Pikelet.
Yes, Don Pike.
Yeah, back Pikelet in the last. And Mark Williams at Melbourne, he's been good also. Yep, so it can work this.
Hey, he's a very good man, John Worsfold. So if he helps David Teague and the staff there get themselves aligned and he helps Teague get the best out of himself, then that's a great result.
But do you think Teague might think, no, we're not going that well?
No, because Wilshere has got no desire to coach again, is my understanding. Right. So, no, I think you'll be right.
Mark Corder has been appointed Collingwood president.
What do you make of that, Bartholomew? You're a Collingwood man.
Been there 20 years.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the change the club wanted or the fans wanted, but we'll see how it goes.
Righto.
It's not a big change at all when he's been there. But anyway, got a president.
We don't know, exactly. Yeah. You've got to let him go.
Exactly. Port Adelaide defender, the 200-gamer, Lockie Jones, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Has played three games, I think. He's out with the syndesmosis.
How many of them are we going to have?
Well, Patrick Dangerfield out for 8 weeks.
I saw that.
Geez, the Cats, they just can't get going, can they?
You win enough games and then just come galloping home late.
JC?
We think he's playing Jeremy Cameron. We think he's playing. He was sighted, apparently, down there. But it opens up the midfield, and someone else will get a spot in there, Jim, and without danger, to see how they go. Hey, what about this? Did you see the big fight last night between Paul Gallen and Lucas Big Daddy Brown?
Well, I saw the result.
First round knockout.
Bang.
By Paul Gallen.
He obviously can go.
Well, he's Paul a footballer taking up fighting. This bloke here was a heavyweight champion of Australia, Big Daddy, and he got dropped twice in the first round.
Oh, is it all sorts of Gallen? Paul Gallen drops him for the second time in this opening round. He's trying to get up.
This is unbelievable.
It's over. It is over. Paul Gallen with the first round stoppage victory against the former heavyweight champion of the world.
Great effort. Really
great
good.
Effort.
Did you see the height difference and length difference?
Yeah. Tough, though. How tough was he when he played rugby league?
You belt him in the head, he doesn't
rugby league.
That's it.
Are you sure?
Lucas Brown was cleared because before the fight, it looked like he was sitting down having a sausage roll.
Oh, come on.
The rooms.
You can't have a sausage roll.
Well, he said it was one of those apricot oak bars, Jim.
Right. You sure?
No, we're not sure. So he goes on now, Paul Gallen. He might. Yeah, there's a young fella that he wants to fight. It's supposed to be a really good heavyweight, Jim.
Yes.
Hungy.
And now we've got rounds 10, 9 and 10 out.
Yeah, what do you think
Friday
about that?
Friday night, round 9 Ooh. Is the Cats and the Saints Marvel Stadium like that.
The way they're going at the minute, 4-3 that game.
I like that. And then Saturday night, Port Adelaide, Western Bulldogs, Adelaide Oval. That will also be a beauty.
Yes.
I love this. I love the fact that they're holding the fixture off and then picking the big games.
I know. I love it. But why only 2 rounds? Why can't it be 4?
Oh, I think, yeah, I don't know. I think they're just making sure that every time they do it, look at the next round.
Yeah, Friday
Brisbane
night.
Lions, Richmond Friday night. That will be a cracker.
Yep.
And then Saturday night, it's the Dogs and the Saints. So the big, the sides that have got a bit of something about them are playing against each other Sunday, Collingwood, Port Adelaide, that second round.
No,
that's
going
to be a beauty.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
It is.
I like it. It'll never go back to the way it was.
No, it won't. But I thought they did say it was going to be 4 rounds. And for some reason, they're only giving us 2 rounds.
No, I don't know. Anyway. Fat, we need to get going because Zach Merritt cannot wait any longer.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on the Listener app. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Essendon Bombers have a massive game on Sunday. The traditional Anzac Day clash against Collingwood and their two-time best and fairest. Zach Merritt joins us on the Rush Hour.
If Essendon are going to win their first Anzac Day clash since 2017, they'll need this man at his scintillating best.
But they're away now from Zach Merritt. Runs to open space. Kicks it from 70. It'll bounce. Is it going to cross the line?
Before the Bombers take on the Pies on Sunday, please welcome Zach Merritt.
Two-time best and fairest, All-Australian 2017, of course, and from the Sandy Dragons, which is a footy factory down there, Fat. Don't worry about that.
It's from Cobden. He's a country boy.
I'm reading it here.
He's a country
Where
boy.
Where did you play your NAB Cup?
Hey, lad. Yeah, I was from Cobden and born and bred in the country, but played for the Sandy Dragons.
Thank you, Zach. That's all I cared about.
Well,
now, and I'll tell you what else I love about this young man. Like myself, a multi-sport phenom.
What are you
saying? Very talented young cricketer, Zach Merritt, before, of course, he decided wisely to take on the footy cape because he's a star. Welcome to you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, now, big, big game, of course, always is Anzac Day. And you're getting the Pies at the right time, I reckon. They've got lots of blokes out.
Yeah, I think we both got a fair few out at the moment, and obviously both 1-4, so it's going to be a pretty cutthroat game, and just pretty happy to be able to play in front of fans again. I think last year we were in front of zero at the G on a cold night, so sort of happy to be back in front of a big crowd and symbolise the day.
It's a huge game, and you got some young boys there who are playing really good footy. They're exciting, aren't they? Nick Cox and Archie Perkins, of course, and Zach Reed, who came in last week. They're very, very talented young boys, Zachy.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I think to watch Nick Cox live at training and then in games, I think he's going to be someone who's a very special player for a long period of time and only going to get better as he gets more mature and spend some more time in the gym. But yeah, those other two boys as well. I mean, you're pretty blessed to have 3 guys with that amount of talent coming through your door.
Do you take them under your wing or who does?
Yeah, I think we've been fortunate with Coxie that although he's 200 centimetres, he's basically training with the midfield group, which is pretty special. And certainly have enjoyed sort of being alongside him. And we're trying to get Archie through that group as much as we can as well, because I think he has some pretty outstanding talent. And then I think Reedy's been sort of more under the wing of sort of Cal Hooker and Michael Hurley and some pretty experienced players back there.
All right, so back in the day, Will used to have to deal with this. You'd be getting ready to run down the race saying, we owe these blokes.
Yes.
You know, it used to be a bit like that. Does that still happen anymore? 2017, we heard in the intro, last one of these that you won. So is it a matter of saying, righto, it's time we bloody sat this mob on their ass?
I think that's well and truly gone at the moment. Unfortunately, I'm sure everyone in the stands would love to see it happening a bit more. But I think, yeah, with the demands of the game and I guess the amount of teams at the moment doesn't really happen as much as it probably used to.
Hey, Zachariah, you're doing a bit off-field. I see you're doing a diploma of leadership. And what would you like to do when you finish up? Not yet. Well, we know you've got a big contract to come, but what happens after the footy, mate?
Yeah, I've got a pretty keen interest in sport and in particular sort of the admin side of things. So I'd love to try and be a list manager or a GM at some point, but hopefully that's not too. That's a fair way away.
Long way off, but good to have that.
Well,
ready to go.
At least he's thinking Bloody about it, because a lot of blokes, I see Joel Selwood, who's coming towards the end, he was doing on Channel 7 a bit of commentary. Right. So
very smart man. Now, the other reason why he's a smart man, Rabbits Bartholomew, I did my research on Zachariah.
What'd you find?
Cleveland Browns fan. I believe that means you and I are the only two in this city.
I gave it a stick for that. I jumped on the bandwagon before they started to roll, but yeah, there's not many of us around.
Well, the handoff to Nicholas Chubb is the single best sentence in American sport, in my humble opinion.
A mistake by the late.
Excuse me, Bill.
That's what they call it.
Won a playoff game last year and will win the Super Bowl this year. I'm not telling Zach anything he doesn't know. The
worst jumper ever.
Tell us about the cricket match you played, because you wandered down to Cobden. Of course, you're a very proud country boy, Western District's boy. Did they have to twist your arm, or did you say, "Nah, just let me slide out and strut my stuff"?
Yeah, it was a pretty late on a Friday, and I was having a few beers in the off season with a few of my mates, and my best mate plays in the threes back home, and so coming over here. So the drive down Saturday morning was a bit rough, but yeah, to get there and realise he was actually getting a haircut and late for the toss didn't help. But end up batting first, and made a few runs.
Fielded off 100. Fun.
You got 100, didn't you, Zach?
Yeah, I got accused of hogging the strike, but I thought that playing one game, I may as well make the most of the balls I'm facing. So,
and is it true you kept your helmet on so that the oppo didn't know who you were?
Yeah, I kept it on, and then the keeper worked it out and was giving me a bit of feedback about my footy. So that was always part of the game as well.
152, I think. That's it. Zach. Your highest score, Jim, was 146.
At first class level, yes.
Yeah, well, this is a high score.
I know.
Yes.
I'm not talking fourths at Cobden.
Jim, who's third?
I reckon I might have just been out of access 150 against those clowns.
Did the crowd come along? Did they hear about it in town?
Yeah, there's a few of the boys that I obviously grew up with. I think we're up watching the actual ones and watching a better standard, but came to watch a few sixes. So it was nice to enjoy it with those boys after the game.
Melbourne Grammar boy, so you would have played first 11 there as well as the footy. Was there ever a decision to make, or were you always going to be a footballer?
Yeah, there was a little bit, but I think when I was probably 16 or 17 at Grammar, I think I realised cricket was a pretty tough caper to make with only 11 spots.
What I've been saying to you for 20 straight years.
No, it's not, Jim. If you're the best.
Did you hear what Zach just said?
He's the best. He's made the right decision. That's all I say. How's Alexandra going? All right.
She's going very well. She's keeping me in line, and it's a good outlet away from footy.
Is she a Cobden girl off the farm?
Nah, she's from Seymour, so
Seymour
Assumption College, and
she a co-ed. That's what we called them at Assumption. Good girl then. If she's from Assumption, I like that. Good work. Now tell us, Zach, what is our watch, please, and what can we do?
Yeah, I came across sort of my desk recently. It's pretty alarming, I guess, in Australia at the moment that sort of one woman a week dies typically from. At the hands of her partner or former partner. So violence and obviously disrespect towards women is pretty relevant at the moment. So when it came across my desk to help and influence, I was pretty keen to step up and hopefully be a good, role model and help bridge that gap as well between sort of gender equality.
Well, it's not only alarming, Zach. I love what you're doing here. It's disgusting. That's what it is. And it's time that men realise that they have an enormous role to play in this. Everyone, when it comes to this issue... Yep. For some reason, Bill looks at women, which I find astounding. It's the men that have got to look in the mirror and fix their act up.
It's weak.
So how do people get involved, mate? What's the way forward?
Yeah, I guess the way forward is more about there'll be a campaign, hopefully sort of aiming to educate. And the campaign's called Doing Nothing Does Harm. Just trying to educate men in particular, but sort of trying to give tools around doing something in response to sort of sexism and disrespect. Obviously, it's pretty tough at times for people with confrontation, and you normally need your mates to call each other out to feel more comfortable. But, yeah, more about giving some tools and skills for men to help each other and hopefully help women feel much more comfortable.
Well done, mate. I admire what you're doing. As we let you go, of course, Cobden we've discussed.
Yes, I got one, Jim.
Benny Cunnington from Cobden. Oh, that's one question around
feathers.
That. Have you ever heard him speak?
Not yet. I remember watching him kick 10 on debut when he was about 14 in the seniors, which was amazing. But
he used to play forward, didn't he? Against the big boys, and he'd kick them. Are you related to Roger Merritt?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
you are
related to him. He's I think Dad's first or second cousin.
Or Thorold Merritt.
And what about Thorold? Yeah,
he's my great uncle. So I had a fair bit more to do with Thorold than Roger. Heard a lot about Thorold's left foot stab passes through the tyre on the farm, which is not far from home.
And hopefully you're not related at all to Dan Merritt.
Dan Merritt.
Nah, no relation there.
Big sauce top.
Oh. So if you and Alexandra have children, will one be Thorold? do you think?
that name might come back into vain by then. I don't know.
Hey, mate, good luck. Can't wait to do this game. It's a showpiece of AFL football every season. It's going to be a beauty. Good luck with it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Russia. Adam Tomlinson not far away. But up next, Bill's heading local to tell you what's happening at your club. I think we're heading to Melton.
Melton Football Netball Club.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
You have claimed for many years that you're the man of local football.
I am.
You know all the clubs, you know all the presidents, know all the captains,
yep.
Know all the scorers.
Exactly.
But you don't.
I do.
No, actually, you don't. Well, I do. We've had to go to the family, and they have now applied to be part of this segment because you actually came up with no one. But Nabby,
yes.
From the Melton Footy Netball Club.
That's it, Jim.
We have on the line right now claims that you're his number one ticket holder.
I am too.
How is that?
Hello, Brian.
Oh, hello, James. How are you?
I'm going beautifully. Is Fat, does he even know you, Nab? Is he the number one ticket holder? Has he ever been to the club?
Not recently, and that's in the last 30 years.
Where is Melton? Now, Nabby, he is the new president, by the way, good. Of the Melton Football Netball Club. And let me tell you, they played at home last weekend, Jim. Record gate, record beer sales, big wins for the boys. The girls had a win. And guess what? Nabby, as president, had to buy some frothies for everyone beautiful. Because they won. Is that right, Nab?
Yeah, it took a little bit of time, though, Bill, I'll tell you. A little bit of time, but we got there.
Like it. Well, that shows the president's doing his job. Bloody tough job, president of a footy club, Nab.
No, never easy, Jim, but it's all good fun and great people.
Well, they beat their arch rivals too, Melton South, Jim, down the road.
Give them a nice shellacking.
Tell us about Auntie Mary. Is she still controlling the gate?
Oh, mate, she's actually got a record, and it's a nice record. She's the hardest gatekeeper in the history of our club.
No one gets through, Jim. No one but no one. Even her own family. They try to get in. Auntie Mary goes, no, you're paying. How much is it to get into a game, Nabby, nowadays?
$10.
$10? That's not bad.
Yeah. Auntie Mary.
And the captain, Muscles, how's he going?
Oh, well, he loves the mirror. Love bites in the mirror. But he got a goal, so he was happy.
Speaking of God, what about the new vice-captain, Jim? His name is Jack, the electrician.
Yes.
Walker. I assume he's an electrician, is he, Nap?
He is, actually, yes. They all are out that way. Plenty of spark.
Push the boat out with that nickname.
The electrician. He got a mark on the weekend. Went back, get around me, boys, get around me. I'll kick this 10 metres out. Didn't make the distance. Is that true, Nap?
That's totally true, Bill.
How much money? Are you down there a lot? Do you do much down there? Because you're selling Toyotas at Melton Toyota a lot.
Oh, well, we mix it in with both. It's a hectic lifestyle, as you know, and there's a few other things you do as well. So, life's pretty hectic, but it's all good fun.
What about the Thursday night meals, Jim?
I'm interested in this.
Have a look.
$12 bucks gets you a schnitzel or pasta with chips.
Ooh.
Or $5 snack gets you a couple of dimmies and some chips. Or potato cakes.
Or potato cakes, Nabby.
Oh, look, it's the best food in the western suburbs, believe me, on a Thursday night.
New club rooms.
There's a queue for people to order.
Of course there is, Nabby, and you'd be first and second and third. Actually, you lost any weight?
When?
Hey, you've had some past players play there, Napster. Who have you had?
Oh, Jesus. We can drop the legend's name of your old mate, Johnny Barnes. We had him out.
How'd he go? How many frothies do you have?
Actually, we failed that year. We ended up seventh the year before we won the flag. He came along and that was the end. Mark Hunter, but he was always good for a bet. So he'd even bet on the result of the game at half time.
No, he didn't, Nabs. Of course, he didn't do that. Danny Del Rey, who was a very good footballer at the Doggies.
Yeah, no, we got him straight. From Williamstown, but we called him the King. He was the King. He just kicked goals every time.
Decent sized conk on him.
How?
There was one other legend that played for us.
Who?
Dougie Hawkins.
Oh, how did he go? Because he's a superstar, of course. Would have controlled the wing there at Melton Footy Club.
It was a bit embarrassing, to be honest, Bill.
He came. Yeah.
He was an hour early before anyone else even got there. Got stripped before anyone else. Went out, played in our reserves.
Yeah.
Quarter time, the coach said, go to the showers.
Oh, no. Didn't touch the footy?
Didn't go near it. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Come on, Hawk.
He would have had a sporty somewhere. Oh, no. He would have had to go to a sporty somewhere. So we're all going well, Nabby, at the Melton Footy Netball Club.
Well, we believe so, as you know, and you've seen our new rooms because we can't get rid of you. That's the honest truth. You know, our ambassador and number one ticket holder. And we're going well. We've got a lot of young kids and we've got a lot of good atmosphere and a lot of good people around the place.
Oh, you're starting that.
Auntie Mary's all right.
Auntie Mary, right. Thursday meals are back. Get down and enjoy them at the Melton Football and Netball Club, Fat.
New rooms there, Jim, and you get $12. You get the schnitzel or the pasta chips.
Give me better value than that
I'm telling you.
City of Melbourne.
Just get in there before Nabby. Good on you, mate.
All right, guys. Any thanks.
Well done, Nab.
Bye.
This is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill. Adam Tomlinson from the Melbourne Football Club. They are flying. He's going to join us next.
The D's are 5-0 for the first time since 1994.
Tell you what, they're on fire here at the MCG in the last quarter of the Demons.
Back then, this bloke was only 1 year old.
Good finish, great kick. All class from Tomlinson.
As the D's take on the Tigers in Saturday night's Anzac Eve game, please welcome Adam Tomlinson.
I tell you what, Fat, I love what they've done list management-wise at the Melbourne Footy Club. They have set their back six beautifully. They got Frothies May in.
In.
They got Jakey Lever in.
In.
And they got Adam Tomlinson in.
Yep.
And that sets you up superbly, and it has worked because they're playing beautiful football. Welcome to you, Ads.
No, thanks, guys. You're too kind, but no, thanks for having me.
Nah, mate. They were, of course, grand final player for GWS, so nothing wrong with anything you're doing up there, but they targeted you as something they wanted, and I reckon that back six is starting to gel beautifully.
No, you're right. I mean, it's been a sort of a hard-working group since we came back in January, and even the back half of last year, we actually had a fair bit of cohesion going together, but in the hub, it was always a little bit different. But since we came back in Jan after Christmas, it's been really good. And yeah, I mean, 5-0, it's been great, and I've absolutely loved working with Troy Chapman and the rest of the guys down there.
Who's the boss of the back line?
Well, Jack Lever will say he's the boss, but I think the big dugong, Steve Mays, probably, he's got the reins there.
No, and he got a little hairball Salem running around too. How many times a week does he have to wax to keep that hair down?
Well, if he's not waxing, he's trying to find any bit of sunlight to keep his tan going. So, he's a character, and I absolutely love getting to know him over the last 2 years. He's playing some terrific footy as well.
And you've Adam the weekend added the Pig Hibbert in there, who's one of our favourites on the Rush Hour. We've loved him. The Bogan from Frankston, he's a good boy, the Pig.
Gets the head in the trough.
No, Pig's a great man. He's a lover of golf and everything. So, I mean, I've known Pig for a while before I came to the footy club, and he's a super character, and he just wants to try when he's on the footy field, and that's why we love him, and he was really good when he came into the side on the weekend.
Speaking of golf, you've been playing a bit of late. Who is the best golfer at Melbourne?
Jaden Hunt is off one now, so I think he went into the hub off about nine, and he came out at about two. So,
and Oscar McDonald was unbelievably good, but he's obviously exited the club. Did you play with Big Osk?
Oh, I play a lot of golf with Osk. He's the big porterhouse. He's a super golfer. And I mean, he's off one, but what he can do with the ball and the way he shakes is what impresses me. So,
How far does he hit the bloody thing? I only played with him once. It never landed. He was flying past me by 50 metres. He hits a monster ball.
Even when he's going into the wind, I mean, I think I hit a big ball, and he clears me by 100 metres into the wind. So it's phenomenal what he can do. But he did grow up on a golf course, and after school every day, that's all he did. So, I mean,
what happened to his brother then?
Well, they also grew up next to a tennis court, and that's what he did.
He plays tennis. Hey, what about Saturday night? Huge game. The bandwagon is full there at Melbourne. All the D supporters, Melbourne home game. The D supporters will be there, Jimmy. They take on Richmond, of course. And Nate Jones, what a legend. Only the second player to play 300 games at Melbourne.
Oh, Toeball's a great man, and he's got one of my favourite nicknames at the footy club in Toeball. And since I've come, he's been amazing. And also, I got to know him a little bit before I got to the footy club. But what he's done for this club, in especially some pretty hard times, has been amazing. And I mean, he sets the standard for everyone. And I think Max brought it up in his press conference or in the few words he said the other day. And the way he's led this footy club for so long has been amazing. And he's still doing it, even though he doesn't have a title next to his name. He's a great leader, and he's been amazing.
Oh, and also had to suffer through some pretty ordinary years. Fact that you're going well and he's going well is brilliant.
No, you're exactly right. And, I mean, what he sets for the young boys who have come to the footy club, and especially for his family, he's got two great kids who we spent a lot of time with in the harbour, and they'll be so proud of what he's done, and they'll look back on this week and on Saturday night and absolutely be loving what's going on.
Couple of questions for you, Adam. Is your dad really Brian Taylor's dentist?
Well, he was his dentist for a long time. Dad retired 5 years ago.
Brian still, have a listen to this. Brian still goes with it.
Shipping it around. Here's Tomlinson.
Hold East West.
His dad is my dentist. There's a matter of no interest to anybody.
So retired 5 years ago.
Well, he probably hasn't been to the dentist in 5 years, so that's what it's saying. But no, I tell you what, it does get played to me a lot, and a lot of people do say that. And even people bring it up to Dad, so it's pretty funny. But there you go. Dad was his dentist for a long time.
And Trinity Grammar, schooled at. Do you ever beat Assumption College?
Yes, because Ray Carroll was moved on when I was in about year 10.
No, not the great Ray.
And they stopped having all the boarders in. So by the time I got to year 12, a lot of the footballers that had left the school and they weren't as good as what they were. But early days, they did beat us by a lot.
And you love your water skiing up there in Kahuna.
Yeah, no, I try and get there as much as I can, but with footy and everything, it's sort of hard. But grew up water skiing up there sort of every year, and I absolutely love it. And funny enough, I ran into Marty Hall a long, long, long time ago, and it turns out we're on the same footy team now. So, yeah, small world.
Not much in Kahuna, Jim.
Skiing. Angus Brayshaw plays his 100th game, and I like the fact that it's going to be completely overshadowed by Nathan Jones' 300th game.
Well, Gus has been telling everyone that, you know, it should be, the spotlight should be more on him than Nathan. But funny enough, Gus keeps telling me that we're related because his grandma's a Tomlinson.
Yeah, that is true.
I've got a lot of time for Gus, and we play a lot of golf together, and we keep telling everyone that we're related, but no one sort of believes us because we don't look anything alike.
No, my mother is a Tomlinson.
Is she?
Yes, she's her maiden name is a Tomlinson.
Not many Tomlinsons.
No, or Brayshaws for that matter. So we've got to be related somehow or another.
Somewhere along the tree. So, I mean, lovers of sport, but I'm pretty sure apart from that, I don't know what else there is.
Hey, is Chopper's arm still around? I haven't seen him of late. He's still got those big teeth.
Who's that? Oh, Harmsy.
Harmsy, yeah.
Yeah, that's still floating around. He's coming back from a broken hand, so all we seem to do is run laps at the moment. He's been stiff. He's broken the bone in his wrist that probably has the lowest blood supply of anything. So unfortunately, it's taking its time, but fingers crossed, Chompers will be back out there soon.
Hey, mate, we can't wait for this game. I reckon it's the exact test you want.
Yep.
5-0, you go up against the best, big crowd, both of you MCG tenants. Jim, it's going to be a cracker.
Line, that back line versus the Richmond forward line. Wowee.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a great game and for a special weekend and as well for Nathan. So we're all looking forward to it. And, we can't wait.
Can you give us a sneak peek as to whether Bill's man Frothies May wanders in or
he'll play?
I think he's got to get through tomorrow, but we just keep telling him to keep his pill out of the way and only use your arms. So fingers crossed he's there.
Oh, come on, Frothies.
We love
Frothies.
Hey, Adam, congratulations on your own footy, mate. You're going beautifully and the club flying. Good luck Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Bill's joke to wrap up the show next. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Bill?
No, this is Triple M's Rush Hour tomorrow on our Friday podcast. The great Tom Bell Chambers is going to chat to us because he's down in the map, down in Tassie.
I know, he's down in Tassie for the Tiger. I've never seen a man knocked off his axis quite as comprehensively as Fat was
when
Stifler's mum came in. He couldn't operate.
Yeah. But what do you think of that, Bill?
Just like the heebie-jeebies.
He's just giving the Jim!
She was up for it.
She was not. Well, she was magnificent.
Up
we
for
loved
me.
Her.
Up for now, a bit Bill, of Anthony Williams.
I don't think she was. Now, let's... the jokes have been better.
Yes, they have.
All so week. Let's see if we can come with a good one tonight.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Now, remember the $12 meals, of course, at Melton.
Oh, don't forget that, Jim. Football, you get the pasta club. And the chips or the $5.
Couple of dim sims and potato cakes.
Oh, how good are they at Melton Footy Club and Netball Club?
Go and enjoy that.
and try to get through the gate without paying. So
well, surely you're not paying. They're not adding 10 to the meal.
No, no, but on a Saturday.
On game day.
Try and get past Auntie Mary. Good luck.
All right.
Hey, Jimmy boy, I was at breakfast this morning with the wife, and she said to me.
No, Bill, you can't start it like that because the joke's not about you.
Oh.
Right. So if you need to start it. A wife was sitting at breakfast with her husband.
I was at breakfast, and the wife asks her husband, Jim, what would you do if I won lotto?
Yes.
The husband said, I'd take half and leave you. She goes, good. Here's $6.
Oh.
She only won 12.
Thank you, Bill.
She only won 12 bucks.
I understand the joke, Bill. Yeah. But still wanted him to leave. Yeah, no, I get it, Bill.
Well, he was happy to leave, but he just assumed he might get a mil or 2 mils. $6.
They're not hard jokes to read.
They're not hard. Well, write them properly, Jim. That's us for the week.
What do you think of that,
Shut
Bill?
Shut up.
I watched that the other night, American Pie.
Wow, we...